Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Sunday, August 18th, 2024 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, First Quality Tissue is to expand its ultra-premium towel and tissue products manufacturing capabilities. That's good news, folks. Also making headlines last week, union leaders want Rayonier to sell its Temiscaming plant as the layoffs begin. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com. Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project, from simple small projects to complex large challenges. Call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dayline, Great Neck, New York. First Quality Tissue to expand its ultra-premium towel and tissue products manufacturing capabilities. First Quality Tissue is pleased to announce another major expansion initiative. The expansion includes a commitment to install two new state-of-the-art through-air dried, also known as a TAD, paper machines, with associated converting facilities at a new location to be announced in the near future. The company estimates the first paper machine to be operational in 2027, with the second machine coming online approximately 18 months thereafter. This new investment will add capacity to First Quality's existing operations, which currently include 8 TAD machines at 2 manufacturing sites located in Lock Haven, Pennsylvania, and Anderson, South Carolina. This expansion is yet another demonstration of First Quality's commitment to satisfying the needs of the market and the growing demands of its customers and consumers. First Quality remains dedicated to continuing to invest and innovate in the tissue market and to provide high-quality tissue products to support long-term visions of its customers, the company said. Dayline, Quebec. Union leader wants Rayonier to sell its Temiscaming plant as layoffs begin. The layoffs at Rayonier Advanced Materials in Temiscaming, Quebec, began this over this last weekend, explained Unifor Local 233 President Stephanie Lefebvre, who expects the first round to include 50 job losses of the pending 275. Quote, "The reality is setting in," Lefebvre detailed, continuing, quote, "It's an eerie feeling to walk through the old mill and be silenced. Rayonier Advanced Materials clearly does not want to be here, and made it clear by shutting down half the mill and putting the other half up for sale, they have no interest in being in Temiscaming. For the whole of this site to be successful, the best option is to find an operator to run the whole site. The company halted operations on July 2nd. The facility is a 45-minute drive northeast of North Bay. Dayline, Westland, Oregon. Willamette Falls Paper Company announces a mass layoff and may close permanently. Employees at the paper mill near Willamette Falls face layoffs with just a few days of notice. The company that owns the mill, Willamette Falls Paper Company, says it will lay off 158 of its 223 total employees on August 9th. Affected employees were notified on August 6th. Now, the layoffs will include 102 production employees, 25 millwrights, 14 administrative employees, 6 electricians, 4 instrumentation employees, 4 truck drivers, and 3 mechanics. In a WARN notice sent to the state of Oregon, the company says they believe the circumstances of the mill's trouble exempt the company from a 60-day notice requirement. The company also says that they hope the layoffs will be temporary. The company hopes to raise enough money to rehire affected employees to keep the mill open in the coming weeks. If they can't, the layoffs will be permanent and the mill will close. They'll make that decision on August 30th. They also say additional layoffs are expected after August 9th. Stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned. Dateline North Charleston, South Carolina. Ingevity to close a CrossFit Arkansas facility. Ingevity Corporation announced additional steps to advance the company's strategic repositioning of its performance chemicals segment for sustained improved profitability. Actions include consolidating segment operations at the company's North Charleston, South Carolina facility by moving oleochemical refining to the North Charleston site's secondary refinery. This consolidation will include closing its CrossFit Arkansas facility in August. The announcement further simplifies the segment's manufacturing footprint by consolidating oleo-based and crude tall oil-based chemical refinery operations at one facility, with opportunities for future expansion to accommodate growth, Ingevity said. These actions represent necessary steps in the company's previously announced repositioning of the performance chemicals segment to improve business performance. The company expects to realize net savings related to the closure of its CrossFit facility of approximately $20 million to $25 million per year beginning in 2025. The company also announced corporate and business-related cost reduction actions expected to yield approximately $10 million in annual savings beginning in 2025. As a result of the announced restructuring actions, Ingevity expects to incur aggregate charges of approximately $100 million, consisting of approximately $65 million in non-cash asset-related charges, approximately $10 million in severance and other employee-related costs, and approximately $25 million in other cash restructuring costs, which include decommissioning, dismantling, and removal charges, and contract termination charges. The majority of the non-cash charges and 50 to 60% of the cash charges are expected to be recognized by the end of the first half of 2025. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dateline Japan. Nippon to shut down Shiroli Mills fine paper PM8 in September of 2025 and close Yatsushiro's Mills into newsprint paper machine and coal fire boiler in June of 2025. Nippon Paper Industries Company Limited hereby announces that it has decided to shut down operations of some of the machines at the Shiroli Mill and the Yatsushiro Mill, and to launch household paper business in Yatsushiro Mill, primarily targeting exports. In response to the acceleration of demand decline of graphic paper, the company has been working on consolidating production sites, improving productivity, and reducing greenhouse gas emissions in a integrated manner, as well as expanding growth areas such as daily life products business by leveraging its existing resources. At the Ciroli Mill, the number 8 paper machine, which manufactures fine paper, will be shut down around the end of September 2025. The remaining production facilities will be used to expand products other than graphic paper. At the Yatshishiro Mill, the N2 paper machine, which manufactures newsprint, will be shut down around the end of June of 2025. Now, at the same time, number 9 coal-fired boiler will be shut down to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, eliminating the entire coal utilization at the Yatshishiro Mill. The household paper business is expected to commence in 2025. The company will continue to manufacture the products made with these machines at the facilities, including the above-mentioned mills. The employees involved in the machines that will be shut down basically continue to be employed within their respective mills. And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures. No physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline New Zealand. OG considers closing recycling mill in Auckland, New Zealand. The company's largest pulp and paper company is considering closing its paper recycling mill in Auckland because power prices are just too high. In a statement, OG Fiber Solutions says its Penrose mill has suffered 3 years of losses caused by a number of issues, including rising energy costs. Chief Executive Dr. John Ryder said the company has looked at improving technology to save money, but it hadn't worked. The company could manage its supply of recycled paper for box making and waste paper collection with other assets, Ryder said. But closing the Penrose mill would reduce capacity to produce recycled paper and increase waste paper sent offshore. OG would begin consultation with its 75 staff at the Penrose site to consider if any alternatives had been overlooked. Ryder said OG had suffered large losses with no prospect of the situation improving. Dateline Memphis, Tennessee. International Paper strengthens commitment to nature with a $15.3 million investment in conservation partnerships. International Paper reaffirms its dedication to conserving forest ecosystems, nature, and biodiversity with a $15.3 million investment to renew strategic alliances with key conservation partners, including the American Forest Foundation, National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, the Nature Conservancy, and the World Wildlife Fund. These collaborations are pivotal to International Paper's business strategy and Vision 2030 goals to conserve and restore 1 million acres of ecologically significant forest lands. Here comes a quote, quote, International Paper's success depends on the sustainability of forests, and so does the future of our planet, said Sophie Beckham, Vice President and Chief Sustainability Officer of International Paper. Sophie continues, quote, renewing these strategic partnerships underscores our commitment to positively impact nature while delivering low-carbon, sustainable, and fiber-based products to our customers, end of quote. Among these partnerships, International Paper's collaboration with the AFF has been key through the Family Forest Carbon Program developed by AFF and TNC. This program facilitates family forest owners' access to climate finance from carbon markets. Supported by International Paper, the FFCP has expanded significantly in the central Appalachian area and it is set to launch activities in the southern United States, focusing on afforestation and improved forest management practices. International Paper's ongoing support allows the FFCP to invest in critically important applied research to identify which forests provide the most additional carbon mitigation when they enroll in the program. Dateline, Ohio, Greif announces the sale of Delta Petroleum Company. Greif Incorporated, a global leader in industrial packaging products and services, announced that it sold Delta Petroleum Company, Incorporated, a North American filling and logistics services business, to PSC Group, LLC, a North American leader in product handling, site logistics, rail car repair, and sustainable services for petrochemical, refining, and marine industries. Here comes a quote, quote, we are happy to have worked with the PSC Group in a transaction that brings value to both parties, said Ole Rosgaard, president and CEO of Greif. Ole continues, quote, while Delta is a solid business that exemplifies our legendary customer service mindset, it no longer aligns with our core growth strategy of expansion into resin-based industrial products, serving higher growth and less cyclical end markets. The transaction value reflects the quality of both the business and our people, and the funds from the sale will be used to accelerate our strategic vision, end of quote. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Proper Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Proper Italo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline, Longview, Washington. Weyerhaeuser's Longview Lumber Mill fined $145,000 for stormwater violations. The Washington Department of Ecology issued two penalties totaling $145,000 to Weyerhaeuser for stormwater violations at the company's Longview Lumber Mill. Now, the penalties include 36 stormwater discharge violations, 15 monitoring requirements violations, and 16 reporting requirement violations in a partridge in a pear tree, all of which occurred between the July of 2022 and May of 2024. Weyerhaeuser found that the mill's stormwater contained low oxygen levels, which can harm aquatic plants and animals. The stormwater also had solids, which could include copper and other metals, above the permitted limits. Solid Waste Program Manager Peter Lyon said the company reported these violations, but not within the time that the permit required. Dayline Brazil. Clubin conducts maintenance shutdown at Ortigueira unit in Paraná, Brazil. As of July 22nd, Clubin began the 2024 maintenance shutdown at the Ortigueira unit located in Paraná, Brazil. The objective of the operation is to ensure the efficient functioning and reliability of the equipment at the unit. Maintenance shutdowns are specific interventions carried out during a specific interval in the unit's annual calendar established in the Brazilian legislation detailed by the regulatory standards to ensure the safety of operations, processes, employees, and of the community. In addition, the shutdown provides the opportunity to implement technological improvements and upgrade in the facility. Note that at Clubin, the stages of the maintenance shutdown, including the hiring of partner companies, are planned following project management best practices with an emphasis on safety, occupational health, planning, integration, and quality in the production processes at the manufacturing units. To meet the high demand for services, a significant portion of the workers hired is from the region, which generates income for Campos Jarias. Moreover, attracting contract workers from other locations should boost the economies of nearby municipalities and may be noticed by local residents, which greater movement of people in hotels, inns and lodging, transportation, restaurants, and commerce significantly stimulate the local development. Good job, Clubin. Good job. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.